Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hey, how you doing today? Today we're still going to be talking about some spiritual authority things. I told you guys I was going to be going over this the next couple of days. And today I'm going to talk to you about how do you know if you're ready for authority? I always like to bring things back to a place where you can look in the mirror, where you can actually control what is changing in your life. When sometimes we look at things and we're constantly looking externally, it's really hard to see the change within yourself because you're constantly looking outside of yourself. And ultimately, you're attracting what you're putting out. So in order to really attract something different, you must be willing to change what you're putting out or change what's going on inside of you. And as many individuals on this podcast that listen to this podcast, we all desire to be leaders and we desire to stay leaders and we desire to be ones that are in authority in order to continue to grow and help others reach their best potential as well. And one thing that I told you the other day, I read this book called Spiritual Authority by Watchman Nee. And really, he just says lots of things in this book. It's very thick of many juicy things. But a few things that really stuck out to me, I wanted to share because they really kind of hit me to the core of who I am and showed me some areas in my life where I could definitely improve. And even in reading it, showed me some areas in my life where I'd already improved. You know, sometimes when we're looking in the mirror, it's not always about what can I be better at? What can I be better at? Sometimes it's about acknowledging, look how far you've come. Look at what you've already accomplished. And when you get to that place, it begins to be a little easier to go ahead and make change in your life when you realize what it reaps. You understand? So one thing that Watchman Nee points out, and he says, I'm going to be very clear about what he says. He says, on your part, do not pay any attention to how people criticize you. Do not get angry because of others' words. Those who are disturbed and overwhelmed by words of slander prove themselves unfit to be a delegated authority. Now that hit me a little hard because there are times when individuals might, we call them haters, liars, people that have so much to say yet never really look in the mirror. You know what I mean? And we want to be quick. I know we want to be quick to say something or let them know you messing with the wrong one. You don't know me like that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yet God says, the book says, Watchman Nee points out that the book says, when we do that, it shows we're unfit for authority. You know, there was one post I seen posted. I might have posted it myself. It stated that, they said lions aren't worried about the opinions of sheep or something like that. You know, not worried about other people's opinions don't really matter is really the point. And in this point, it really hit home because it helps me to, when even I'm in that kind of situation, if I feel like I need to vindicate or explain or I'm overwhelmed, I just don't like it, I want to say something about it, I realize, you know, when I speak out to that, I'm not representing a delegated authority. I'm representing something else, and it's not authority. You know what I mean? He's really clear on making no self-defense. He says, he who vindicates himself does not know God. That thing hit me hard because there have been many, many times in my life that I have attempted to vindicate myself, justify, right? And basically what this says is he who vindicates simply does not know God. You don't know him. You don't trust him. Because if you know him and you know who you are with him, you don't have to vindicate anything. You don't have to explain a thing, not anything. Especially if you're in order and you're obedient and you're walking in obedience. You don't have to explain any of it to anybody. The only person you got to be right with is you and God and those he has placed in delegated authority over you. I thought that one was really interesting. Now, what I'm telling you guys, I'm talking to us because understand, I had to look in the mirror and say, Shalonda, because that one hit me hard. Now, I'm going to say this, too, because I read it and now that I know, it helps me not be so bothered because I desire to show in my actions that I know God. I desire to that God be able to use me as a delegated authority. Therefore, knowing this, when somebody says something that's totally lie, is a lie and not true, I don't have to get all hyper and upset about it. I don't have to respond with rage and anger, because honestly, I know it's not true. God knows it's not true. My authorities around me know it's not true. What is there really left to say? Really? And even if it gets to my authorities and they're not sure, God knows. So what really is there to say? Why do I need to justify anything at all? Unless maybe I'm still trying to control things and that kind of stuff. Now, one other thing he says is whenever one tries to justify himself, he loses authority. Whenever one tries to justify himself, he loses authority. So the minute I would say, if I decide to justify myself, the minute I do that, I am losing authority. The reality that I know that makes it much simpler not to justify myself. I don't know if you've ever thought about these things or if this has ever crossed your mind on, because many people justify. Often, I've come across maybe a handful of people that are just like, yeah, whatever, you know. But majority of people are like, oh, you're not going to say that about me. It's not true. This, that, and the other. I have proof, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's pretty clear. Whenever one tries to justify himself, he loses authority. And it kind of goes to the fact where if, you know, if you consider a king, which kings and queens, which we are, you're a king and one of the peasants or someone comes in and speaks about something you did. Are you seriously going to justify yourself to a peasant? Something to think about, just something to think about, right? So if we are kings and queens, why are we justifying ourselves? Because if the king did justify himself, it kind of does cause them to lose a little bit of authority. You're kind of looking at him like, well, why are you explaining yourself to this person? Especially if it's something where you're being confronted or said you did something you know you didn't do and that kind of thing. It's just something to think about. I definitely see how it's real and how at certain levels of authority, that can definitely be a way that you can lose it. It's really interesting. Even with my daughter's prime example, with Catherine and Chloe, you know, one day they might do something, say something, think something, and then come to me and questioning me. You don't question me. I tell my daughters constantly, you don't question me. I'm mommy. I do the questioning. I'm not justifying anything, right? I'm an authority. And I never thought about that out in dealing with other people, peers, just on that level. But it's the same kind of thing. You are kings and queens. When you justify yourself, you lose some of that authority. It says about God that he will not delegate authority to an arrogant person. So someone who thinks they know everything, they're always right, and they got this, he will not. And it says also the person least likely to be given authority is often the very one who considers himself an authority. Likewise, the more authority a person thinks he has, the less he actually does have. Something to think about. Some of us, you know, we're in a positions of leadership and that kind of thing. You have to look around and see how much authority do you actually have? How are you acting? Are you justifying yourself? Are you standing like a king or a queen? Are you being who you were created to be? Are you being who you were created to be? God created each of us to lead. God created each of us to be a delegated authority. The thing is, are we able to die to ourselves and allow ourselves to be used by him in the way that's necessary so that there can be a change in this world we live in? Guys, I'm going to pick this up again later on. I hope you learned some things today. Have a great day, because I know I've been learning a lot. So y'all have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.